Rex, welcome to TO. Welcome to Canada again. We love having you on our station. Thanks for making the time today.
Greg, hey, the feeling's mutual. Love being here with you guys and your wonderful city, especially with an extra bonus, my wife getting to be with me.
Well, that's a huge, are you kidding? That's the trade deadline transaction of the year. Are you kidding me?
Huge. You know, she was a star in Montreal before I was because she sang the anthem in French. And, you know, she was an opera major in college. They didn't realize that. But,
yeah.
You know, because you sing in different languages there in opera. And so, gosh, they loved her way before they liked me.
We are glad you brought her. You're equally popular tonight. We should have lined her up for the anthem tonight or tomorrow or Sunday. Are you kidding?
That would have been awesome. She could do it. Maybe they have time to fit her in. But, you know, they have so many good singers here. So it's all good, but we're happy to be with you.
I'll ask you your thoughts about what the Jays are doing, but, man, the people must be going nuts in Kansas City. The All-Star game a while back, they go in on the Shields for Myers deal, and as we're finding out this week, you really do have to pay to play. And then what happened in the postseason last year, tonight, Johnny Cueto's debut. It's been a really fun almost half decade now in Kansas City after a lot of lean years.
Yes, Greg, and thank you for referring to my team because, look, it's exciting here, and you guys – I have every right to be excited getting a couple pieces, but look, we're 21 games over 500. We have the best record in the American League, so we are a dominant baseball team going back to last postseason. These guys, they believe, they found out who they were. They realized what they could do, and now they're stars. There are stars all up and down that lineup. And, you know, you see contrasting styles offensively between the Blue Jays and the Royals. Mm. The Royals are a swinging team. Heck, you know, starting pitchers, they know that their pitch count's going to stay low because the Royals swing in a lot of pitches and the Blue Jays don't. They're very patient. They got power. So we were seeing two different teams totally offensively. You guys are heavy on the offensive numbers, but the Royals, they're so dominant in their back end of their bullpen, and their starting pitching has gotten better with Cueto. But it's been fun. The fan base in Kansas City has never been more excited. Of course, they probably were 29, 30 years ago, but that's been a long time. So now, unfortunately for you guys have the longest wait in between playoff runs. We did last year, but it's exciting. The organization from top to bottom has worked hard, and they've developed their own talent, homegrown. And even though they got two chips here late, just like you guys did, they didn't have to give up their main prospects.
Well,
so they'll continue to grow and be good, believe it.
Rex Hudler's our guest. He'll call it tonight, Royals and Blue Jays. Rex, excuse me, Johnny Cueto and Drew Hutchison. Well, we'd sign them up for the ALCS right now. Here's the struggle. They may play in the ALDS because the Jays are, I think right now, I don't know what your view of the Yankees are, six games up. I think the Jays are more likely, that's just math, to be a wild card team. But for the Royals, I think Toronto would be a pretty scary wild card team to meet in an ALDS.
Oh, there's no question about that. It'd be fun. But, you know, Greg, with 60 games left, a lot can happen. And, you know, I take the player's approach more than I do management and a fan approach because I've been on that playing side and I've been in that clubhouse and I was on a team in 95 that had a 12-game lead in August, late August. A 12-game lead. Mm. And we lost it. It gave plus three to Seattle and ended up winning the last week every game, and so we forced a one-game playoff. Look, so you can't tell me that anyone's won anything yet.
Rex Hudler, our guest. Did you cringe a little bit with giving up Brandon Finnegan? The Jays have had to give up three very good pitchers here. I don't doubt what you think about Finnegan, and you see him a lot more. He's going to be great. The Reds will stretch him out as a starter, and he'll be making all-star game after all-star game in the National League if what we've seen right now is any indication.
Well, Greg, you know, sometimes you got to give to get.
Yes.
Finnegan did something that no other player has done in the history of baseball, playing a College World Series and a real World Series in the big leagues. You know, more power to him. But look, if he's a bullpen guy, in the Royals' opinion, I think they thought of him. They tried him as a starter this year early in the minors. He has more of a mentality as a back end type of a reliever type guy, but we'll wait and see.
Mm.
It's hard to call. He's a young guy, but look, the Royals, we are exactly where we want to be. We consummated a deal a couple of years ago that changed the whole organization from losing to winning when they got James Shields and Wade Davis, one of the best pitchers in baseball. And so Dayton Moore has a pretty good idea what he's doing, but to be able to get Cueto, who is an ace just like Price, he's in the same mention of Price, and not have to give up Mondesi, their shortstop, or Zimmer, their number one pick, Almonte, their future right arm guy. It's really nice to see. And to add Zobrist in left field till Alex Gordon gets better, he's a winning player. That's all you need.
Did you even have your doubts, though, Rex? Last year was so magical, Game 7 of the World Series. Not that it was a one-hit wonder, but did you say, listen, it's really hard to do a couple of times. I remember going to Pittsburgh when they lost their playoff series to the Cardinals after they finally made the playoffs after a million years out, and there just was that impending sense that this was fun, but it's going to be even harder next year. Did you have your doubts? Detroit always spends, and Detroit's usually great. Chicago, the Indians, everybody was going to be gunning for the Royals this year.
Yeah, Greg, championships are hard to get, man.
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, you can't buy them. You can only put on paper and, you know, do the best paperwork you can, but paper don't win you jack. You got to perform. You got to execute. You got to see if guys mesh, if they work together on the field. They don't have to work together and like each other in the clubhouse. Heck, they got to perform. And then you hear the word chemistry. The chemistry is used because it's a winning chemistry. When you win, you develop chemistry. When you lose, there's no such thing as chemistry. So it's all about winning. No matter how you devise your team, you've got to pitch, you've got to get timely hits, and you've got to defend. And the Royals do all of those. Simply, a well-balanced team, organization, speed, they've got contact, they've got the best defense, plus 46 runs saved, way more than any other team in baseball. And also, their run differential late, their 27 come-from-behind wins are best in the American League. That's a characteristic that's hard to teach a team. This is a fun team to watch. And, you know, does that mean they're going to win anything? Uh-uh. No, they've got to go pedal to the metal and continue to get to where they want to go. And once you get there, who's the hot team? Last year, the Royals were, but Baumgartner had the last word, not the Giants. The Royals were a better baseball team, but Baumgartner beat them.
Yeah, that's tricky. Tell me what Ben Zobrist, what you're looking to see from him. This is great. So much playoff experience with the Rays. Guys started in 21 Major League playoff games, all in the American League. Such an acquisition for Kansas City and Dayton Moore.
Greg, managers delight.
Yeah.
He's a manager special. Anytime you can get a guy that's versatile like that that can play and start in any position out there, that's huge. I mean, he's a switch hitter. That's what keeps him in the lineup. Now, I was blessed to be able to play seven positions, but, man, I could only hit from that right side, so I became a left-handed hitting specialist. So I hit all the lefties when they came to town. But when it came to that righty, you couldn't keep my booty in, man. My booty kept flying out of those curveballs, so I couldn't hit them as well. But I'm going to tell you, Zobrist hitting on the other side of the plate makes a big difference. You mentioned it. He's a winner. The fact that he had 10 game-winning RBIs for Oakland this year tells me that, hey, his 245 on base, his 245 runners in scoring position, that's a nice number. But look, he's a clutch hitter, and he can play different spots. But right now, he's going to fill in for Gordon. Infante and Escobar up the middle are fantastic. Wow. They are fun to watch nightly. But Zobrist is a nice ad. He's a winning ball player. And, you know, Joe Maddon said he's a fantastic player without the chrome. And, you know, the chrome is flashy. He's not a flashy guy, but that makes him even more respectable.
I'm glad it's going well for Alex Rios as well. He got kind of run out of town here, I thought, kind of unfairly. I think people said some things that were wrong. It was a different year. It was a losing culture in Toronto, and I'm glad he's come to Kansas City, and he's got a chance to go after it. I really am happy for him.
Yeah, Rios has been much improved. I tell you, he was started off well, but, man, when he broke his knuckle, that set him back. It's taken him a while to get himself going, but he's back out there doing well. Ned gave him the night off last night. He'll probably be in there again tonight. You know, singles, doubles, still has good wheels, but they have him for 1 year, and they're hoping that he can help them down the stretch.
Hey, I hope you have a great call tonight in the next three games. That Mrs. Hudler has a great time. We dialed down the Humidex for you. I know how hot Kansas City, Missouri is in late July, August. At least you don't have the turf anymore. But still, it's a hot city to live in. We dialed it down just so it's a little more comfortable when you're out after the game tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, we can't wait, man. We love it here in Toronto. It's so much fun, Greg. Thanks for having me, buddy.